Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. No, that wasn't the microphone. That was my Peter Brady voice, apparently. You know, I don't have as many friends down here. Luke's at a destination wedding. Our pal Luke the Newsman. Destination Kansas City. Here he comes.
I love Kansas City.
I saw him and the dog rolling out, driving out of here. Like Dorothy on a bicycle. So welcome, Fancy Brian. How you doing? Welcome to Friday, the big Friday edition.
It is Friday, and just yesterday it was Monday, so all right.
It's gone quickly this week. Evan here with me in the world headquarters, screening your calls lightly, 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, Friday the 13th. Are you amongst the trictodictophobic? And I understand that's not actually the right word for it, but that's the only one I remember, and it kind of rings off the tongue.
For me, it's I go back to the it's a feminine thing, and then guys turn it into something evil, and that's pretty much how it worked out.
I don't even know what you mean. Feminine thing.
It's 13th, basically halfway through the month, and there's 13 cycles a year, and it up until we had fake light, pretty much all the women in the that lived together all had their cycles at the same time, usually when the full moon was out, and usually it was on the 13th. That's kind of how it started, and then men decided to turn it into witchcraft and evil and turn it into something horrible so that we can oppress women. So congratulations to us.
My mom never liked Friday the 13th. I don't know if it had anything to do with the moon cycles. My wife out on the road today, coming back, a little out-of-town convention conference, and has a flat tire. So, anyways, Friday the 13th might have bit her ass. But here I am, and there's Fancy Brian, and again, you could join us, 844-967-2789. Fancy, I got one of the bigger shows that I can recall for today, and it's Friday. We should be mailing it in today, but no, the finest of guests, Bill Press, like 15 minutes, Bill Press, the pundit, the podcaster, you know him, you love him, Bill Press, right here on the big show. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we got Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, coming down to the Shaw. I said, you know, Fancy Brian's in the Shaw, and Dom's coming down to the Shaw. And Maggie Dawn is also coming down to the Shaw. Attorney Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. So how's that for a legal lineup between here and the finish line?
That sounds great. And I also have beverages because Mr. Haas stopped by.
Oh, man. Haas-hole. Love that guy. So, anyways, there could be important political headlines out there. And we'll catch them during this show. But that's not where I want to start. I want to start on the last day of Jen Psaki working in the White House. Psaki bomb. Now, I have seen her up close and personal. She came to La Crosse, Wisconsin. Met her last summer, sort of, kind of. You know, she kind of paused, looked at me, and then kept on booking down the street. And the presidential motorcade of Joe Biden was in La Crosse at the Pearl Street Ice Cream Shop. And as fate would have it, Dominic and I were around the corner at Shooter's Bar, our buddy Rudy's Bar in La Crosse, and we were broadcasting around the corner, and we went up to La Crosse in deference to the fact the president was there, but we we didn't really sort of kind of pandemic-y. You know, the Dems were all very cautious, but the pandemic was going on broadly. And we couldn't get into the Biden event. So, you know, we weren't going to see Biden, right? Until the motorcade came rolling up on Pearl Street and he stopped at the ice cream shop. And I think Joe did like one chocolate butter swirl and one strawberry on a cone. And Tony Evers was there, and current congressman, soon retiring, Ron Kind was there, and the sake bomb was there. Lovely lady. Bright red hair. You could see her coming. And she's just a wee little thing. She's petite. She's tiny. And she's on her last day in the White House. And I was not there, so I can only go as the Raw story headline characterizes it. Psaki's final press briefing goes off the rails as reporter shouts over other correspondents. Let's see. And we've got some sound. And I haven't heard the sound either, so we'll go there together. During a press briefing at the White House on Friday, more than one reporter was interrupted while questioning outgoing press secretary Jen Psaki by a correspondent who seemed to be protesting not getting equal time. Are people entitled to equal time? Jen, I have a question. For your last press briefing, Simon Otebe, O-T-E-B-A, I don't know how you pronounce it, Otebe, of Today News Africa, and while another reporter was trying to ask a question, why don't you take questions from, and can't hear the name, across the room? Otebe relented but interrupted again when Psaki called on another reporter. Jen, I have a question from the back, Otebe said before the reporter asked him to stop. A little bit more here. Simon, please stop, the reporter shot back. It's like the last day of school. Nobody's, you know, raising their hand and waiting to be called on. It's like, oh man, it's the last day of school. Psaki, you know, the teacher in this case, chided him as well. Simon, if you could respect your colleagues and other media and reporters in here, that would be greatly appreciated. Otebe continued to interrupt for a few more seconds before he relented again. In response to the outburst, Curtis Houck of the conservative Newsbusters outlet tweeted, absolute chaos and lack of decorum inside the White House news briefing. Right. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe it was chaos. Maybe this is a little overblown, a little hyperbolic. But we won't know till we try it. So let's do the flavor of the day. I think it's strawberry. Joe Biden's favorite, at least one of them. Let's play Jen Psaki, her last presser ever. Well, she does thank the president. Cut 30.
I want to say thank you to the president and the first lady. They entrusted me in serving this role for the last 15 months.
That didn't seem chaotic. A little bit more from Psaki. Cut 31.
On my best days, and as I look back, I hope I followed the example of integrity and grace that they have set for all of us and do set for all of us every day. And I'm incredibly grateful to them.
Talking about the Bidens, you know, Jill and the president, of course. 32, Jen Psaki.
You have challenged me. You have pushed me. You have debated me. And at times we have disagreed. That is democracy in action. That is it working. Without accountability, without debate, government is not as strong.
Now, there's been at least a couple of days. I feel quite confident that Jen Psaki has wanted to throat punch Peter Ducey. You know what I'm saying, Fancy? Don't you think? He's been a constant thorn in her ass. And everyone's. But, you know, he sees himself as the opposition media.
Yeah, as a customer service person, is basically the ultimate customer service job. You cannot be totally horrible to anybody.
You?
As a press secretary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I had peeked down at a Psaki quote there for a moment. I didn't mean to give you less than my full attention. The ultimate customer service person, not if she's doing it right, not if she's doing it right, because the customer service person is there to imply that the customer is always right. And of course, Brian, anyone that ever worked in customer service knows the customer might be occasionally right, but not always right. And I would say probably closer to seldom, it's a toss-up kind of, right?
I'm more in the desire to throat punch the person, but you can't.
Exactly. So your job is to sweet talk him and make him happy. Now, Saki is very polite for the most part, but you know, she can counterpunch with the best of them. Fancy Bryant, she has been one of the more impressive press secretaries I ever recall. Do you recall a better one? I mean, you know, Ari Fleischer, Barry, guy like that. Barry, anyone that served in the Trump administration, I can't think of a single talented one. What, Spicy Spicer? Who's the Huckabee? Huckabee Sanders. With
Huckabee Sanders, you had Scaramucci, you had the Barbie doll.
Oh, Kaylee McEnany. Or Stephanie Marquise. No, Stephanie Grisham. Stephanie Marquise is the fictional former supposed information officer here in the state of Wisconsin, only you could leave. No matter how many voicemails or emails you left for Stephanie Marquise, she never returned them. So, you know, it would seem as if she was a fiction. And Stephanie Grisham, who used to work at the White House in the Trump press administrator role, right? But never had a press conference. Never actually met publicly with the media. Never did any of the give and take. Not like the Saki bomb does.
Just like a press secretary should, right?
Well, yes, except I perceive Saki, Jen Saki, to be better than the rest. At least the ones I can recall. Of the oppositional ones, I thought Dana Perino was awfully good. At least at, you know, putting the right spin on it. Have to go back to, like, the Clinton administration, perhaps, to find a better one. Maybe someone with a better sense of history or better short-term memory might have a better sense of who's better than Saki. But on her last day of work, Friday the 13th, May 2022, you know, we say goodbye to her. And then we welcome her back to the media industry as she takes that high, high-paying job at MSNBC. And we work for, you know, radio stations. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. It's the Friday edition. We air the grievances, mine and yours and Fancy's, that could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
I'm straightly not answering your question.
Stop shaking your head again.
I think he made clear yesterday that he does not want them to live on the earth anymore.
I'm sorry that disgusts you.